This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
And I am believing that every one of you are going to get a word from God. Amen. You're going to get a word from God. You're going to start meditating in that word and spending time in that word. And whoa, once you can see it, the devil, you ought to say, devil, you better not let me close my eyes and see it. Don't let me close my eyes and see the promise. Because when that happens, man, you might as well go and get you a little Snickers or something like that. It's done. This thing is absolutely going to come to pass. There will be such a peace that'll pass your understanding because you know in your knower that it is finished. Amen. In Jesus' name, it is finished. Praise the Lord.
You can interact with Creflo Dollar Ministries anytime, anywhere. All of this is at your fingertips with our state-of-the-art custom-designed app. With the broadcast feature, you can access your favorite messages, sermon series, and more. Add events to your calendar, set reminders, get directions, share with friends, and even give securely through this platform. Visit CrefloDollarMinistries.org/app or text APP to 51555 today.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today.
Look at Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 11 in the NLT. Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 11 in the NLT. Focus our thoughts on God's thoughts. Now, the only way I can focus on God's thoughts is to focus on God's Word. That's the only way. Only way I'm going to be able to do that now, to focus on His thoughts, I got to focus on the Word. And so, to win this battle of the mind, we got to focus our thoughts on God's thought. Isn't it amazing how people want to focus on the wrong things? And you know what's happening now. Worry is meditating on the wrong stuff. That's what it is. It's meditating on the wrong things. And that's why focus, that's an active word, focus your thoughts on God's thoughts. Now, let me remind you here in verse 8, he says, my thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord. He says, my ways are far beyond anything you can imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways. Watch this. And my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Well, where does that leave us? If your thoughts are higher than my thoughts and your ways are higher than my ways, where does it leave us? Well, look at the next verse. He says, the rain and the snow come down from the heavens, and they stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow and produce seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. Verse 11, it is the same with my word. I send it out, it always produces fruit. I send the word out, it always produces fruit. Boy, that's pretty awesome. You have a bag of seed that always produces fruit. All right? I send it out, it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. So he says, even though my ways are higher than your ways, even though my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, he says, here's what I'm going to do. I give you my word. And when you get my word, you get my ways. When you get my word, you get my thoughts. And when you get my word, it will always produce. It always produce. So whatever you're going through, the circumstances, what's happening in your mind, get that word. Man, you ought to be walking around like, devil, don't let me find a scripture in here. I remember that. Don't you let me find no scripture in here. Oh, you done got whipped already. And then you put that in a paper and carry around in your pocket all day long. And every time he show up, you say, listen, it's too late. I already found this scripture that says this or says that. These are very practical things, but this is going to be the difference between you winning or losing the battle in your mind. And a lot of times it's these intangible kind of things that I'm telling you about this morning, the practical things that's going to put you on the winning side. Amen?
Amen.
Now, let's look at number six, I believe. Number six, practice the thoughts of God until they are your own thoughts. Practice the thoughts of God until they are your own thoughts. Now, I started thinking like, all right, now, practically, Lord, how am I going to do that? And how do I unpack that? Joshua chapter 1 and 8.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you felt that thing. I did the same thing. Uh-huh. All right. Study this book of instructions continually. Meditate on it day and night so you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all that you do. Yes. Now look at this in the King James. You're more familiar with that interpretation. Meditating in the Word. Meditate in the Word. Meditate in the Word. What does it mean to meditate? It means to ponder it in your mind. Okay? So this is specifically something you do in your mind. It means to ponder. You know, the word meditation has gotten a bad rap. I remember in the ministry where there was certain cults that, you know, majored on meditation, and you tell the church to stay away from it. But here it is right here in the Bible. It says to meditate, to ponder. That's all it means, to ponder. It means to roll over in your mind. It means to rehearse. But notice where this takes place. This is pondering in your mind, rolling it over in your mind, rehearsing it in your mind. I dare you to take a day and just take one scripture, and all day long, every time you have a break, just roll it in your mind. Think about it. Another definition of meditation is to say out loud, because you're rehearsing it as well. I tell you, when you get that in you, when that is deposited in you, again, how long do I have to meditate until I know that it's taken? Until you can see yourself. Until you can observe yourself doing what you've been pondering.
Yes. Yes.
That is called the inner image of a covenant. It is Abraham looking at the stars, meditating on it long enough and recalling, so shall your seed be. It is going to the beach and looking at the sand on the beach and meditating long enough, so shall your seed be. No wonder that happened in that tent with a 100-year-old man. He had gotten a picture of it. Listen to me now. Once you develop a picture in your mind and see yourself doing what you've meditated on, the battle's over. You've developed the blueprint necessary for God to add the substance to it and the material to it. Y'all hear what I'm saying now? You meditate until you see it. You see it, see yourself observe. This very building here, oh, man. I remember I got a picture of it. It was up for sale. And I put that baby on the refrigerator, the picture of this building on the refrigerator. That was the only thing here, these three buildings here. And I looked at it every time I opened the refrigerator. And then I sit there and stare at it sometimes until I count the windows around it. I pick up certain things else in that picture. And I just looked, and I just looked at it, and I rolled it over in my mind, and I had scriptures to go with what God said, and I just looked at it, and I looked. But one day, I closed my eyes, and I saw it. I saw it. I saw the picture. And now I'm working on seeing world changes in the building. So I had to put people in the building, and I saw that. Once I saw that, oh, something got to happen. All right, now watch this. Let me take you all the way through with this. So what do you do after that, practically speaking? So I saw it, and, you know, I'm not going out there trying to make something happen because I saw it. I'm trusting God. And so we used to have Friday night service, And the praise team was singing, and I told them, I said, y'all keep singing and praying until I get back. I forgot I told them to keep singing it. They were faithful. I came back, everybody was sweating and tired. But I went over there, and the Lord spoke to me. He says, they're having a meeting over there, right in that building there. This used to be a Baptist church. He said, go in there and say what I tell you to say. And I walked in there, and I said, I believe that God wants to move our church out of apartment status to a housing ownership status. And I believe that. And they were having a meeting, and the power of God just came over them. They stepped out for about 10, 15 minutes, came back in. They said, when you want to move? I said, when can I move? And he says, well, how about Thanksgiving? I said, fine. I said, well, what about the money? He said, I will deal with all that later. And I'm thinking, wow. And so the financing never did come through. And so we said, he agreed to do an owner's finance. And I looked at him in his face and I said, I pay my bills. I said, I'll pay you all the money that we owe you. We'll do it in record time. And we paid this thing off. Now, where did that start? That started with developing an inner image from the promise that you were meditating on. Hallelujah. So Satan wants to use this same thing. He wants you to spend time meditating on the negative. He wants you spending time worry, which is a negative way of meditation. Why? So you can see yourself dying, see yourself sick, see yourself defeated, see yourself broke, and he's using your authority to bring things to pass, and guess what? It's on you. He ain't even got the power to do that. But you do. And you do. And so we are now going to spend time meditating in that word day and night until we move in the automatic. But boy, I'm telling you right now, you remember I said this years ago, breakthrough doesn't come just from the word of God. Breakthrough comes when you get a word from God. All right, let me explain that. You can get in the Word of God, and you can see what everybody else will see when they get in the Word of God. But if you spend enough time in that Word, meditating in that Word, until God speaks to you and says something to you, and you get a picture and the instructions come to you, breakthrough is guaranteed. Think about it. These guys, before the Bible was written, before they had anything written, they got everything they got from God. God told them to do this and God told them to do that. We Christians today, we just read the Bible and everybody on the same thing, but you don't understand that there's a difference getting the Word of God sitting in the living room versus getting the Word from God in your bedroom. And breakthrough comes when you got a word from God. And I am believing that every one of you are gonna get a word from God. Amen. You're going to get a word from God. You're going to start meditating in that word and spending time in that word. And whoa, once you can see it, the devil, you ought to say, devil, you better not let me close my eyes and see it. Don't let me close my eyes and see the promise. Because when that happens, man, you might as well go and get you a little Snickers or something like that. It's done. This thing is absolutely going to come to pass. There will be such a peace that'll pass your understanding because you know in your knower that it is finished. Amen. In Jesus' name. It is finished. Praise the Lord. Praise God. You got that? So practice the thoughts of God until they are our own. And the only way I know to practice it is to meditate that word. Meditate in that word day and night. And then number 7, live the thoughts of God in everyday life. Live the thoughts of God in everyday life. Proverbs 4:20 through 27 in the NLT. Live the thoughts of God in your everyday life. I mean, you're defeating the devil. These are your thoughts in your mind. You're going to live that. You're not going to. You see, we don't really get it. We're living those crazy thoughts from the devil. We're living those thoughts that are coming through worry. And people they have a life, the sum total of their lives is based on negative thinking, worrying, impacted by just demonic influence, just, you know, looking at the stuff that they allow on TV that would have never been on television 40 years ago when I started in ministry. You would have never seen that. I remember the time when Lucille Ball and Ricky, the Lucy show, Ricky and Lucy was in two separate beds. Anybody remember Jackie Gleason and the Honeymooners? They didn't sleep in the same bed. And then so what happens is you become accustomed to the worldview. And then you start thinking that way. And you got to understand this is precious real estate up here. What are you allowing in this precious real estate? This determines your life. Your life is determined. Because basically what happens here wants to get in your heart. And now once it's in your heart, that's who you are. Look at what he says. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of my word. Let my word penetrate deep into your heart. So it's not even enough to just get it in your head. Get it to penetrate in your heart. Okay? For they bring life to those that find them. See, the word brings life. Out of the word, life comes. And it also brings healing to your whole body. Hallelujah. There's healing in the word of God. There's deliverance in the word of God. There's prosperity in the word of God. But now you're seeing the practicality of all of this. I mean, we say these things, we've heard them. We preach them, we testify with these sentences, but, you know, we gotta stick with it long enough for it to I want to use the word germinate, but it needs to get down in your soil, your heart. And so he says, so guard your heart above everything else. Why? Because out of your heart are the issues of life, for it determines the course of your life. Guard your heart, because out of your heart are your life comes out of your heart. How do you guard your heart? You guard what goes through your eye gate. You guard what goes through your ear gate. You guard what comes out of your mouth. Because if you can guard what comes out of your mouth, it goes in your ears and your eyes, those are the entrances into a man's heart. So he said, guard your heart above everything else. What's going through your eye gate? What's going through your ear gate? What's coming out of your mouth that you're saying wrong going back through your ear gate? And it enters into your heart, and then it's in your heart, and now what's in your heart determines your life. Your life is determined by what you allow in, and then it gets in your heart, and out of your heart comes all of the issues of your life. All of the issues of your life. And that's why you can't afford to lie to yourself. You got to be honest with yourself, honest about the influences that you've been around, honest about what you've been. You ain't talking to nobody but yourself. Don't lie to yourself. See, I'm trying not to lie to myself. It's you. You know when you lie. In fact, when you lie to yourself, yourself tell you lying. All right, watch this. Next verse. He says, avoid, look at this. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Why? Why? Because you're better than everybody else. You're holy. You're deep. No, you're trying to grow something. And you're trying to protect the harvest that you're trying to grow. You're trying to grow a particular type of crop, and you can't go around a situation where crabgrass comes in and challenges the growth of that particular type of crop. Amen. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Get in that word. Make out a straight path for your feet and stay on the safe path. You have a place where you can choose to go. And you've got to make your mind up that you're going to go that path and do what needs to be done.
Let me share one more scripture and I'll be through with you. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. Let's look at this in the New King James Version and the Amplified. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 through 5 in the New King James and then the Amplified. Renewing the mind is a lifestyle, not an event or an experience. It's a lifestyle, not an event nor an experience. And this is how we live as Christian people. All right, he says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Okay, strongholds are a house in your constructed of thoughts in your mind, and it's really hard to pull it down because you've constructed it with a lot of different thoughts, okay? He says, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Now look at this in the Amplified, and we'll go ahead and shut it down for tonight, but yeah, man. Ain't nothing like coming and getting a dose of the word, you understand? You know, coming here to the chapel or turning the stream on and just sit there and just, you know, and then Holy Spirit starts saying stuff to you. I'm saying one thing out of my mouth. Now he talking to you. That's it. Because he bringing it on home, because nobody knows your situation like you and the Holy Ghost know. Amen. All right. He says, for the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood. Okay, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and the destruction of strongholds. Inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets us up against the true knowledge of God, and we lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ the Messiah, the Anointed One. Okay, so go ahead and win the battle of the mind. Win it, and win it well. Amen. Father, thank you so much that we have what it takes to overcome the method of operation of the devil. We receive it. Now help us down this path. Help us down this path. Help us to unpack what we've heard and make it so in our lives and in our doings. We praise you for it now in Jesus' name.
Does it sometimes feel as though your mind is in a battlefield? It's because that's where the enemy focuses his attacks. Creflo Dollar outlines the Bible's strategy to defeat the enemy in his series, Winning the Battle of the Mind.
This is Satan's battleground, right here. The mind is the arena of faith. The greatest fear that Satan can put on Christian people is the fear that what God promised won't happen. He wants you to be afraid that what you're living by is not true. No power will ever win over you because of who you are and whose you are, and the greater one lives on the inside of you.
You can get all four messages today for a love gift of $25 for CDs or $35 for DVDs. Simply scan the QR code, visit CreflodollarMinistries.org and click eStore, or call the number on your screen to get yours before they run out. No matter where you are on your personal journey, the Word of God can reach you. Tune in to World Changers every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Have you ever had God save somebody in your family and they were no good for nothing dirty, but he saved them anyway, sanctified them, filled them with the Holy Ghost?
Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about services and stream times.
I open my heart, I open my mind, I open myself up to God possibilities, to God happenings, God encounters, whatever he wants to do, however he wants to do it, but I refuse to live in the past.
We're in this together. No matter where we are world changers. See you online.
I think you would be amazed at what Creflo Dollar Ministry does every day around the world. Testimonies come in from all over about the impact we have. And I wish you could see the kids we feed. Their lives are changed and impacted for the better because of you, our givers. The seeds you sow into this ministry make a mark that can never be erased. And I want to thank you so much for your financial contributions into the kingdom of God and into this ministry.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org. God bless you. Creflo and Taffy Dollar love connecting with you. And here at World Changers, we understand the importance of using technology to do just that. We're constantly working to bring the gospel of Christ to thousands of viewers and followers around the world. And we want you to get involved. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. We want to make the word of grace available throughout every voice of social media.
We have one mission: to tell the world that our God is alive. Because all that we are is because of who Jesus is. Not just because he died, but because he lives. Because he cares. Because he loves. And because he is God. So who are we? We are his hands, his feet, his people. We are his church. So we take his message of grace all around the world, to the fatherless, to the hungry, to the hurting, to the old, and to the young we go. As he is, so are we. We are World Changers.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.